We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, RD and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Yo, good morning. And for those of you observing Ramadan this month, selamat berpuasa.
Our project, yes, is called Puasa Together Gather. And we are talking to non-Muslims who have chosen to fast in solidarity or maybe just because they wanted to, together with our Muslim brothers and sisters. And one person who has joined now second year running, Sedi Ang, is here with us. Content creator, food critic, no need to give him his title. So everybody knows Sedi Ang lah.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Do your standard opening first. Hi.
Hi, Sayang.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. So, is it really your second Ramadan?
Yeah. Or, I mean, we're talking about being proper.
Yes,
yeah.
Proper.
This
but
is the second
before
year.
That? Before that, you tried last year.
Last year I tried like 29 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was aiming for full month, but
yes.
One day... Wow. Flop lah. Then
it
this
happens.
Year I said, you know what, let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aiming for a full month.
But so okay. Before last year, did you ever fast at all?
I tried one time, but I think I got a very bad pointer from someone who actually never guided me properly.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're like, oh, just eat rice and all, oh, you'll be okay. But that's a lie for me lah, for me personally. Because if you have rice for sahur by lunchtime, yeah, your stomach will sing for you.
Yeah, you're crushing,
really?
You're kind of crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what made you want to do something like this, Sedi?
I think it's because my followers are mostly Muslims.
Right.
So even, I think, since before last year, they've been asking, whenever it's closer to Ramadan, like, Sedi, are you going to, break that you cuba puasa? Do you want to try fasting and all? And I'm like, no, I don't want to. Like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I cannot, I don't think I can tahan. Then last year, when I tried it, right, somebody actually, I can't remember the name, but this person is the key to everything. Like, because she's like, you know, there's this practice by the prophet back then where he uses just super fruits, the kurma. You know dates, right? You just have to have, you just try to soak it in water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put at least 5 or 7 in the water. And then the next day, just drink it and you will see magic.
Wow.
And I was like, really? I don't believe you. But you know what? I'm just going to give it a try. But if I cannot sustain until buka puasa, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, sure. I mean, we just wanted you to experience it once, right? So I tried it. That's why it's called super fruit. Because kurma really can help you sustain until buka puasa.
Wow.
Yeah, so whatever we will eat for sahur, we always end it with some kurma.
Speaking about kurma, we need to ask you this. This one is actually coming from Prem and I.
No. Okay. Don't ask Sedi this. I know where you're going.
I know.
He's already given
his... Let's go there.
You're going to go. You're fighting with him.
Let's go.
Are you ready to fight with Sedi?
Wait. Are we thinking about the same thing?
The butter?
Yes.
Yes. He's already said what he wants to say. You can go to war.
Yo, please leave kurma alone. If kurma can speak, right, they will migrate. They will be like, I'm leaving this country. I'm done. We're done. We're leaving. You see, a flock of kurma just flew away.
Now, wow.
Okay. Right, now that we're done with that, I told you not to go
down
there.
Okay,
we digress completely.
Okay, all right. Back to fasting.
Let's go back to the main purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's the second Ramadan. Is it easier this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like whenever people ask me, right, how is puasa for you? Is it hard? And all right. I feel like my answer is so simple and so chinchai. Because I'm like, people, how is your puasa? I'm okay. I think maybe some people expect me to be like, oh, I was suffering. I was in pain. I was in hunger. I was thirsty. You know, I was feeling the suffering of people. I just can't say it. Maybe because I got it right, the sahur right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really okay.
Mm-hmm.
And people get disappointed when I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, because it made, like I said, maybe they were expecting some, you know,
drama, whatever.
Emotional answer. But
yeah.
I'm fine. We're good.
Every year, whenever Malaysians, you know, practice fasting and all that, they tend to learn a thing or two.
Yeah.
Maybe about themselves, about the world, maybe about the people around them and all that. For this year, what have you learned something?
I feel like I've learned to be a little bit patient. And I said I feel .
Yeah,
not 100%. It's the third day.
No. When you get to level of understanding patience, you understand also that it's not something that happens all the time.
Correct.
You will fall off the bus and the bicycle so many times.
Yeah.
Just get back on again.
Yeah. And I think also gratitude. Because, you know, with so many people suffering elsewhere and all right. And I feel like, you know, wow, when you look at how you can freely talk about, oh, I'm going to add butter in kurma. I'm going to choose this kurma. Some people can't even eat properly for
sahur. Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Sedi, do you have any tips for those who have been thinking of joining the Muslim brothers and sisters to do their fasting?
From a non-Muslim perspective, to another non-Muslim, if you really want to give it a try, I feel like, number one, you got to know your limit. Like, if you really cannot already, then don't push it. You can. There's always another day to try. Mm-hmm. And get your saho right. I always preach this, but sometimes people just dismiss it and then they complain. I'm like, why? I told you my recipe works. Okay, obviously not for everyone. Mm. Okay, if you're lactose intolerant, then there's a whole different story. Like, why milk? Because there's protein in it, there's calcium in it, there's some vitamin B, whatever lah, right? Why kurma? Because it's full of fiber, you know, it has a lot of vitamins. Why oat? Because you need carbs. And all. I think like those are the basics in your system. Once you get it, you are good. Mm-hmm. But some people ignore that. They just whack nasi lemak. And then after that, by afternoon, they cry. They're like, oh, I cannot take it. Of course, because you're crashing already.
Mm. Yeah.
Seti, thank you so much for sharing your experience this Ramadan.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD and Frame.